You're listening to Environmental Health Chat, a show from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences that explores the connections between our health and our world. I'm Ashley Ahern. There's a growing awareness among public health experts that where we live affects how long we live. Some research compared life expectancy across zip codes within the same urban area and found stark differences. Of course, there are many factors that contribute to those differences: air quality, proximity to industrial facilities or freeways, socioeconomic factors, food availability, just to name a few. Well, here's another interesting factor: plant life. A growing body of research suggests that people are healthier and happier when they live in areas with more trees, parks, or other green spaces. And turns out, their hearts may be healthier too. Arni Bhatnagar is widely regarded for spearheading the new field of environmental cardiology. Basically, it's the study of how environmental factors affect heart health. Arni began his career studying electrophysiology, the electrical currents of the heart, when he was getting his postdoctoral training at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. But as the years went by, and he developed expertise in all the different forms of heart disease and how to treat them, he started wondering about the root causes of heart disease.
So the question that sort of bothered me for a long time, at how does all this start and where can we focus our attention to prevent most of heart disease? And so upon digging and doing some work, we came to this idea that maybe most of the causes, or most of what we shall say the initiating factors for heart disease, may lie in the environment.
There was a lot of research linking environmental exposures, like secondhand smoke or emissions from industrial chemical production, to cancer. But Arni wanted to understand how exposure to air pollution could change blood pressure, lipids, even heart rhythms, in ways that could lead to heart disease.
Then I sort of started working, this was in the 1990s, on the effects of air pollution on heart disease. And we got really startling data then showing that most of the people who die prematurely because of exposure to air pollution die from heart disease, and not from cancer or asthma or COPD, that people would think, at that time thought that that might be the major outcome of breathing polluted air.
So what's one way to clean up air? Plant trees. Arni is now a professor of medicine at the University of Louisville, where he's leading some really interesting research comparing human health in neighborhoods with different amounts of tree cover. The Green Heart Study, as it's called, is funded in part by the NIEHS.
So the study works in the same study design as a clinical trial. So in a clinical trial, you actually get some baseline information about your patient, you then give them a drug, and you come a few days later and see whether the drug took away the pain or the whatever the complaint was.
But instead of distributing drugs, Arni and his team planted trees. Okay, it was a little more complicated than that. First, they gathered detailed baseline health data from 700 to 800 Louisville residents. They took hair and nail samples, they measured blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation, heart rate, and arterial stiffness. They also asked study participants questions about their smoking and alcohol consumption habits.
We, in addition, want to also document changes in stress. So we asked them a series of questions for stress and for physical activity, anxiety and depression, and finally their social cohesion, how well they interact with other people around them.
Then they did a detailed analysis of air pollution levels in the area where study participants lived.
Then, in the areas which have high levels of air pollution, we plant about 8,000 to 10,000 mature trees and shrubs into the area. And then about a year later, we come back and see how that increase in greenery has affected the risk of heart disease in the community.
They managed to gather a year's worth of data before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And they have some preliminary results that show that people who live in green spaces have better vascular function. Basically, their arteries look younger and are more flexible than people who live in places with less greenery.
We found that when people are exposed to air pollution, like particulate matter, ozone, their arteries become more stiff. But if they live in green areas, then the effects of PM and of ozone are very significantly attenuated which means that there is very little effect of air pollution when if you live in green areas.
Arnie knew it was important to build strong relationships with study participants, so community engagement is an important part of the Green Heart study. Before the pandemic, Arnie's team would hold open houses at schools and community centers. They'd organize public events around health education. They'd do movie nights. They even did a community art and literature showcase. The goal was to bring community members of all ages together and keep them connected to the research. And they backed up the in-person engagement with online connection via newsletters, social media, and email. And it was all guided by a community advisory board made up of people who live in the study area. COVID-19 presented challenges and delays for their research, Arnie said. But the team has kept in touch with study participants virtually throughout the pandemic.
You know, we organize free COVID testing in the area. We have been writing letters to them and say, you know, we haven't forgotten, we want to come back in next year. And, you know, surprisingly, our sort of feedback from the community has been very positive. Some people are very excited that, you know, that we are very grateful you're doing this in our community, and they have felt like they have been neglected for decades.
Louisville, Kentucky is a great place to do this community-engaged research, Arnie says. It could provide valuable data to help public health experts combat inequality.
There is a very strong disparity in the city. There are areas that are very lush green and high vegetation, and there are others that are really being neglected because of redlining, economic disparity, you know, structural racism.
Well, you're making me think of a really interesting point that we should bring up in this episode, which is, you know, that our zip codes do determine our lifespans in this country, unfortunately, and that there are these real disparities. And I would love to hear your thoughts about how you see these other factors that, it's not just trees that are going to help folks in these communities, you know? So there's a lot of other things we should be talking about here.
Yeah, and here in Louisville, we have about almost 15, 20 years a life expectancy difference. Now, I don't know in what scenarios such disparities are acceptable, but to me, I think it's the single most important problem that we need to address, right? I mean, it's not that we need to go out and discover new drugs or new methodology. We just need to be able to implement from what we know to actually diminish this differential as much as we can. So part of that is, I think, geographic neighborhoods that have been redlined, neighborhoods that are close to Superfund sites and other dump areas. They have poor access to fresh fruits and grocery stores and medical care. So we believe that these environmental changes can make the biggest difference. So I want to come back to the idea of environmental cardiology. It's not so much that we give everybody a statin, right, or control their blood pressure and say, well, that'd be fine now. We've taken care of heart disease. Well, it doesn't work that way. And so we have to start at the more basic level, is how people live their lives and in what areas they live their lives in, right? And so if we can slightly improve the neighborhoods, make sure that there's fruits and vegetables, make sure that there are good medical facilities, there's educational opportunities and good social cohesion between people in pleasant, livable areas, I think that could be one step forward in addressing this sort of horrendous disparity.
And trees.
And trees, yes. At least that's one thing that we can do and something that's sustainable and I think essential. We have evolved to be around living things, and that's just having greenness around our neighborhood, you know, maybe lowers the level of stress or anxiety or blood pressure. We're trying to find out what, but we do think that there is good reason to believe that it might have, or having green trees around your residence may be beneficial for your health.
The Green Heart Study is a partnership with NIEHS, the University of Louisville, the Nature Conservancy, the U.S. Forest Service, and several other academic institutions. Arnie Bhatnagar hopes that it can provide a blueprint for how to design more healthy, livable cities for all of us in the future. I'm Ashley Ahern. Thanks for listening to Environmental Health Chat.